ನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮೋನ ತೇರ ಬನಚಾರೆ ಜಯ ರದ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿ ಜನ ಬಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿ ವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮೋನ ತೀರ ಬನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬೋ ಜಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವಿರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ರ ಸತಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮಧಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕೆ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಜಯ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಜಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಿಕೆ ಜಯ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೇ ಕಹೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಶದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಮಥುರ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ನವದೀಪ್ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮ ಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ನಗರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ದ್ವಾರಕಾ ನಗರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಯಮುನಾ ಮಾಯ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಕಲಿಯುಗಪಾವನ್ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಪ್ರಭು ಕಿ ಜಯ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಸಮವೇತ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಕಿ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯ ಮುದೀರೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತೀ ನಷ್ಟಿಕೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ದೇವಾಯ ಗೋಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಹಿತಾಯ ಚ ಜಗತ್ಹಿತಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 10 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 70 text 31 to 33. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyata. Dutavacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchinah prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. Matijis. Duta uvacha iti magad sanruddha bhavad darshana kanchina prapanna padamulam te dinanam samvidhiyatam. What word meaning, translation and purport by the disciples of Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Duta uvacha, the messenger said, iti, thus, magadha, by Jarasandha, samruddha, imprisoned, bhavat, of you, darshana, for the sight, kanchinaha, anxiously awaiting, prapanna, surrendered, pada, of the feet, mulam, to the base, te, your, dinanam, to the pitiable, some benefit, vidhiyatam, please bestow. Translation. The messenger continued, this is the message of the kings imprisoned by Jarasandha, who all hanker for your audience. Having surrendered to your feet, please bestow good fortune on these poor souls. this has no purport, so we'll go to the next two slokas. Slok 32. Shri Suka Uvacha. No, please don't say. Rajadute Bravutevam Devarsi Paramaditi Bibhrat Pinga Jatabharam Pradu Rashid Yatharavi. Sukadev Goswami said, when the king's messenger had thus spoken, the sage of demigods, Narada, suddenly appeared, bearing a mass of golden melted locks on his head. The supremely effulgent sage entered like the brilliant sun. Tandrishtva Bhagavan Krishna Sarvalokeswareswarah Vavanda Uttitha Shirshna Sasabhya Sanugo Muda. Lord Krishna is the worshipable master of even planetary rulers like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Yet as soon as he saw that Narada Muni had arrived, he joyfully stood up along with his ministers and associates to receive the great sage and offer his respectful obeisance by bowing his head. Purport. This translation is based on Srila Prabhupada's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Muda indicates that Lord Krishna was delighted to see that Narada had arrived. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Unmilitam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamuhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I seek blessing of all the assembled devotees so that I can do this service given to me. Thank you so much. This chapter is entitled Lord Krishna's Daily Activities. So this chapter basically describes about three things, and that is daily activities of Lord Krishna at home and at office, when he goes to the office. And this has been dealt with, very nicely with many other devotees, that what are the benefit significance of hearing about the daily activities of the Lord and how we should also follow suit to that. And then the second section started with a request for help from the captivated kings by Jarasandh, or those who were arrested by Jarasandh. And that has also been concluded in chapter 31, where the Dut says that Iti Magada Sanruddha Bhavad Darshana Kanchinah Prapanna Padamulam Te Deenanam Samvidhiyatam. That the kings have given me this message to communicate to you, and now I request you to please accept their request and save them from their captivity or their lives as they have requested, because they have taken shelter at your lotus feet. And then the third section starts from text 32, where when the messenger has entered from Jarasandh, that time also it was kept that a person, unknown person, entered into the king palace of Dwarka, and with Krishna's permission, he sought for Krishna's audience, and the Krishna permitted him, and then the security brought him inside. Now here it again starts that as soon as that messenger finished the message, another messenger arrived, and that was a celestial messenger, Devarshi Narada. That time it was kept hidden, that who has entered. After he entered, it was revealed that he was the messenger from the kings that were captivated by Jarasandh. But here immediately it is told that, but whose messenger it was, that will be told later. So Devarshi Narada entered, and the personality of Devarshi Narada, the external personality of his, is mentioned that he was Vibhrat Peace Vibhrat Angajata Bharam Pradurasidya Tharavi. He entered like the sun, effulgent like the sun into that way his personality is mentioned. So Narada Rishi Yadriksha, by the inconceivable will of the Lord, he entered with a message from Pandavas. And when the Lord actually asked him about that, the story will be revealed further, that the Lord will tell him that you are like a universal news media. And when we see you, then we can understand that nothing can be hidden, what is happening around the universe. So, because you know everything, you keep traveling all over the world. So please tell me about the Pandavas, where they are, what they are proposing to do after they have established their kingdom. So then Naradji continued to tell him about the message that has been given by Yudhishthir Maharaj to Krishna. And if we analyze this chapter, basically in this section, what starts in these two slokas and what is going to start in these two slokas and the episode. In this episode, the element of surrender is exhibited. That how people have taken surrender to the surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet, and then they became benefited. These kings whose message this messenger has brought, they were captivated by Jarasandh for sacrifices in yajna to Lord Shiva. And actually, one way they were caught up into the network of Jarasandh, or captivated, he has just imprisoned them. And Jarasandh was also responsible for Maharaj Yudhishthir, because Maharaj Yudhishthir was apprehensible that because of his presence he won't be able to perform his Rajasvi Yajna. And both of them, the kings as well as Maharaj Yudhishthir, both of them took shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, knowing well that after taking shelter of the feet of Krishna, they will be definitely successful. So Yudhishthir was caught in the network of the morality, moral network of rules and regulation of family, and then this mundane morality. And because although he was given the kingdom of that Khandavaprastha, Indraprastha, he has established the Indraprastha, but they were not kind of independent. And they have to do anything with the permission of Dhritarashtra, who was the ruler of Hastinapur. Even though he has made him a king, but still he was not independent. So to obtain that independent, they have to show their prowess. And the prowess, to show that prowess, they have to become independent. And they can become independent only in one condition, and that was that they should perform the Rajasu Yajna and become a Chakravarti Samrat. In fact, when they did Nagar Puja of Indraprastha, that time Dhritarashtra had not even allowed their mother Kunti to, because she was a part of Hastinapur royal family. And they have now separated these Pandavas into Indraprastha, and they have not even sent their mother. But their mother had sent a message to them that if you really want to be sovereign and powerful, and you want me to come to your kingdom, then you have to obtain independence. And this was the only way that they could obtain independence from Hastinapur, that they should perform a Rajasuya sacrifice. So Mahabharata mentions that Maharaj Yudhishthir started very seriously contemplating about performance of Rajasuya sacrifice, and then he consulted many rishis, many brahmanas, and very exalted personalities, and even the very rich people from his own kingdom, and all of them consulted him that he should perform Rajasuya Yajna. But he also consulted his own brothers, and his brothers also, they consented that they should perform Rajasuya Yajna. But still he was not so much convinced. He wanted Krishna to give his opinion about that. And that is why he wanted Krishna's audience. And then he sent a message through Devarshi Narada, so that Krishna can come, and then he can consult with Krishna about performance of Rajasuya sacrifices. Because Rajasuya sacrifice was not very easy task. He was thinking initially that we are very powerful and I have very powerful brothers. They can do whatever they can. But when Krishna arrived, so the description of when Krishna receives the message from Narada Rishi, he consults, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is knower of everything, but still he he asked Narada Rishi about the message. And once he heard the message, then he consulted in with his own fellow beings, his own kingdom people, his own ministers. And then he posed his complete faith on Uddhava, saying that, Uddhava, you give very nice counsel to me. So you please counsel me whether I should accept these proposals or not. The proposal of the kings of kings who were captivated by Jarasandh, and the proposal of Maharaj Yudhishthir to perform sacrifices, because both these proposals will lead to the same goal. And the goal is to liberate Jarasandh. Because Jarasandh was a kind of obstacle for both these people. So many people, they said that we should actually attack Jarasandh. But Uddhava consulted him that we should not attack, and rather whatever you are thinking and whatever Devarshi Narada is proposing, it is better to go to Yudhishthir Maharaj and find out his plan and then execute that plan accordingly so that he can also get benefited. And then the Lord started. The description is there along with Lord. His principal queens also they went. And how he was received in a very grand way in Indraprastha. And all those things are mentioned and then the consultation starts. In that consultation, Maharaj Yudhishthir first proposes to Krishna that I have already consulted many brahmanas, rishis and our fellow countrymen, those who are very prominent people, and even to my brothers, and all of them are proposing me to conduct this Rajasui sacrifice. I am also actually thinking that I should also be performing this Rajasui sacrifice and become the ruler of the entire planet so that I can serve you better. But what is your proposal? And when he asked about that, then Krishna starts describing to him about Jarasandha. And then he describes about the powers and how Jarasandha came into existence, all those things. I think our Braj Mohan Prabhu has given a very nice understanding that who was Jarasandha and how powerful he was. Actually, Krishna starts telling that there was a king of Magadha, his name was Brihadrath. And this Brihadrath had no children. And although he was a very powerful and very opulent king. And then he went to one rishi. And that rishi, out of compassion, he gave him a boon. He gave him a fruit. That fruit he cut into two and fed it to both of his wives. They were the princess of Kasiraj. And they were married to Jarasandha. And then they gave half a portion of one personality, one child. Half portion by one lady and another portion by another lady. And then they thought that this is something disgusted and then they threw that in the street. And there was a demoness called Jara. She happened to get these two portions of the same person, same child. And she was about to take that for her own meals, and she was just trying to tie it together so that she can just make a bundle and take it. But suddenly when they were tied together, then it became a living child and started crying. Then Jara could understand that this was the boon of the rishi which was given to the king, and then she returns that to king. So Krishna tells all this story to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and then he says that once that lady, King Brihadrath has received this child, and then he properly appreciated Jara and then kept the name of that child as Jarasandha, because he was joined by Jara, that lady. And now she has become a goddess in that province. Even today people worship her. And after that, that rishi, Chandakaushik, he comes to the kingdom because the child was obtained by the mercy of the rishi. So the King Brihadrath, he actually given up entire kingdom and the child itself in the hands of that Chandakaushik, and he surrendered everything to them. Then Chandakaushik, Lord Krishna further narrates that Chandakaushik then described about the future of Jarasandha, that how powerful and invincible this personality will be, and how he will be a great devotee of Lord Shiva, and he will get personal audience of Lord Shiva. And by Lord Shiva's mercy, he will be invincible. No one can defeat, even demigods cannot defeat this personality. So, and he will be like a sirmaur or topmost person in the entire planet Earth. Nobody can defeat Jarasandha. So Jarasandha's powers and prowess are mentioned, and the tactics and all other things that he has got, his country's place is mentioned, how that country was fortified by five different hills. All those things are mentioned. And after hearing all these things, Yudhishthir Maharaj became little apprehensive. And he says that this king is very difficult to surmount, so better I give up the thought of performing Rajasu Yajna than combating with this person. But Lord Krishna tells him about the Kshatra Dharma, the Dharma of a Kshatriya, that the best king is that king who actually dies even, who dies fighting for Dharma. And this Jarasandha is actually a kind of irreligious person in the name of becoming religious, because he was a person who was following the mundane morality perfectly well. So he thinks himself that he is a very powerful religious king, but he is a very irreligious king and he should be wiped off from the face of the country, otherwise he will propagate irreligion all over the planet. So Krishna was proposing that, and he said that, Yudhishthira Maharaj, it is not befitting to you that out of fear of Jarasandha you should give up the thought of performing Rajasu Yajna. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj also gave his own arguments, saying that I cannot just put my entire army and all of my brothers and you into the fire to become extinct completely in the fire of Jarasandha, because he is so powerful as you only mentioned. So better I give up this hope of performing Rajasu Yajna rather than losing all of you and the country itself. Krishna then convinced him that my tactful thoughts and my intelligence, Bhima's power and Arjuna's Gandiva and Arjuna's power, if these three combines together, then it is possible for us to defeat Jarasandha. So if you give permission, we three will go together and then we will tactfully handle this Jarasandha and then clear of this thorn from the path. And because this 20,000 kings, they are captivated, they will also be released, and it is their request that they should be released. So this is my responsibility that we should do that. And actually, if we see the entire episode, it was completely ordained by Krishna. Krishna has now assumed this as his official duty, because he was sitting in the office and then the messenger comes. And then the messenger actually brings the message from these kings that they are captivated by this king. He is very powerful and he can be released. They can be released only by Krishna, because Krishna, he fears only Krishna, and Krishna is very powerful. They could understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then they also mentioned about these things, folly, that they have not earlier accepted Krishna as their Supreme Worshipable Lord, and because of that they are suffering in the captivity of Jarasandha. So all these episodes or narrations, they give some messages to us that we may like to, Krishna will not try to fiddle with our independence. But unless and until we independently surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, we can never remain independent. That is the real independent, to independently or voluntarily surrender our independence to Krishna. And that's what finally these kings do. Krishna actually mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Devihi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mama evai prapadyante maya metam tarantite. That this material energy is very unsurmountable. No one can cross over this material energy unless and until one surrenders to me. And these kings, they have very clearly mentioned to Krishna that since we have not taken your shelter earlier, we thought that we are powerful and we can do anything. So we tried to fight with this Jarasandha, but this Jarasandha is nothing but a personification of material energy. And it is very difficult for us to surmount him. Now we understood that, and then we want to take shelter of your lotus feet. Krishna did not say that, oh, you people did not surrender to me, I will not take care of you. That was not Krishna. Krishna thought it is my responsibility to give protection to those who have surrendered to me. Prapanna jivanamrita. Those who have surrendered, I must give them shelter. And to do give that shelter, Krishna started planning. So Krishna does even a single activity, but that has multifarious beneficial these things. So Krishna thought of even benefiting Yudhishthira. And then he went to Yudhishthira, and as a worldly king, he just takes his permission to go to Jarasandha and fight. And then they goes there. The description is mentioned in Mahabharata, how they went there, which province they crosses, and how they reached to that Grivraj, and how they entered. They did not enter the city through the main gate. They entered the city from a different portion, which is not the main gate, not even a gate. I mean, they entered the city without any information, without any permission. And when Jarasandha come to understand that these people have not entered through this, so he asked them that what kind of brahmanas you people are. Your activities are not befitting to be a brahmana because you are wearing garland, flower garlands and so many other things. And you entered from a door which is not permissible to enter. You did not come through this. Then Krishna reveals to, because Krishna was very expert in talks. So Krishna could defeat him in his talks. And he said that first when Jarasandha comes to understand that these three brahmanas had entered into my arena, yagic arena, then he approaches them because he was very respectful to the brahmanas. And he tells them that, what you people want from me? Please tell me, you look like a very effulgent brahmanas. Then Krishna tells that these two people, they have taken a vow, they will not speak until midnight. They will not speak until midnight. And whatever is there in their heart, I will not be able to tell you. So better you meet them in the midnight if you want them to understand what their proposal is. So Jarasandha, he just gives them some accommodation in that yagya arena and then goes to his own palace. After midnight, in the midnight he comes again because he was so respectful. It is mentioned that even at the dead of night, midnight also, he would not fail to respect brahmanas. That was his vows. So he comes and then he starts speaking to them. And then he starts telling to Krishna that you people appear to be good brahmanas, but your lakshanas doesn't show that you are brahmanas. But still, since you have taken the form of a brahmana, I will respect you. Tell me what you want. Then he starts telling that you have not entered from a proper door. Krishna tells them that I have not entered through a proper door because a Satru never enters from a main door. He comes from the outside. So you must understand that we are not your friends, we are your enemies. And we have come in the form of brahmanas to beg you something. Can you give? Because this is your vows that you will give anything you want. So we want a combat with you. Malla Yudh. So whom three of us are there, whom you choose to fight with you. And then, because he thought that these two people are skinny, and only Bhima is of his stature, so he accepted Bhima, and Krishna wanted that only, actually. So that is how they defeat Jarasandha. But what is most important to learn for us in this episode is that the element of surrender. The element of surrender. Actually, this material world is unsurmountable for anyone unless one surrenders to the will of the Lord. And living entity, out of ignorance of the fact that it is possible, the release is possible only by surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord, he keeps suffering in this material world miserably, birth after birth after birth, unless he understands this reality and finally surrenders to Krishna. So, what is the perfect surrender, that we have to understand. And because unless and until we understand the fact, we cannot accept it or execute or maybe imbibe in our own life. So surrendering to the will of the Lord, that has to have six symptoms. And these six symptoms are anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam, रक्षसो इति विश्वासो गोपतत्वे वर्णम तथा आत्मनिक्षेपकार्पण्य षड्विधि शरणागति. अनुकूलस्य संकल्प, वन शुड टेक अ वाव और मेक अ विल दैट व्हाट एवर इज फेवरेबल फॉर सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड ही शुड एक्सेप्ट इट. सो देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स फेवरेबल फॉर द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड एंड व्हाट एवर इज in the capacity of that person, he must do that. Actually, what is anukula surrender? It is mentioned that Krishna Krishnang Shad Bhakti prapannatvat anukule kartya nishchaya chanukule sankalpa uchyate. That means, considering one's duty to serve Lord Krishna. Why a person needs to serve Lord Krishna? जीवेर स्वरूप है कृष्णेर नित्यदास. एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी इन वॉट एवर फॉर्म ही मे बी, इट इज हिज ड्यूटी टू सर्व द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. कृष्णा, कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. सो इट इज हिज ड्यूटी. दिस वन शुड रियलाइज. एंड हाउ ही विल रियलाइज दिस? अनलेस एंड अंटिल ही कम्स इन टू द नॉलेज, इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर हिम टू रियलाइज दैट. एंड दिस नॉलेज विल कम थ्रू होम. तद विज्ञानार्थम सगुरु मेवा अभिगच्छेत समित पाणी श्रोत्रियम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम. टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस नॉलेज वन शुड अप्रोच ए बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, दैट इज इंपॉर्टेंट. वन शुड अप्रोच ए बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. हु इज ए बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर? श्रोत्रियम ब्रह्मनिष्ठम, वन हु इज लर्नेड इन द स्क्रिप्चर एंड हु हैव कंप्लीट फेथ एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. हु इज भगवान? हु इज भगवान? दैट शुड बी क्लियर. दैट पर्सन कैन गिव यू दैट प्रॉपर नॉलेज. हाउ टू अप्रोच दैट पर्सन? शमित पाणी ही विथ अ सर्विस मूड. सो वन शुड हैव अंडरस्टैंडिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड एंड वन शुड ऑलवेज सर्व द लॉर्ड. देन कृष्णांग, Krishnanga means all the paraphernalia of the Krishna. Krishnanga is also devotees. So one should serve with faith. Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Vedika. The mood of the person should be that he should serve Krishna and the devotees or anything connected with Krishna more than Krishna also. Because that is what Krishna desires. And if we serve the devotees in that mood, Krishna will be pleased. And the motive of a devotee is, by whatever he does, he should please Krishna. Krishnarthe akhila cheshta. Whatever he does, it should be done for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. That is the bhakti anga. And then adopting the mood, shad bhakti. Shad bhakti means, of course, one should also do bhakti. Bhakti means bhakti of Krishna. Many people have defined, there are many bhakti, that demigod bhakti or iha devata bhakti. I mean, devata means devata of this material world, like very powerful people, influential people, they are called iha devata. So even to such people, many people, they worship these people also. So all these things people say that we are bhakta of that personality, but that is not actually the reality. The reality is, one can do bhakti only to Lord Krishna. And bhakti mood should be favorable to Krishna and pleasing to Krishna. Whatever we do, that should be favorable to Krishna. Krishna anusilanam. That should be favorable to Krishna and simultaneously it should be pleasing to Krishna. Apparently it may look that it may not be pleasing to Krishna, but it should be pleasing to Krishna. Like Mother Yasoda, when she kept Krishna, this Kartik mass is going on, Mother Krishna was feeding Krishna breast milk and suddenly she saw that the milk was boiling over, which was kept on the stove, and it was about to fall down, but that milk was actually expected to be used for Krishna's service in afterwards. Afterwards it was supposed to be used for that. So Mother Yasoda tried to save that, and for saving that, that is Krishnanga. For saving that Krishnanga, Mother Yasoda rejected the service of Krishna. Krishna became displeased, apparently. And he actually exhibited his displeasure by breaking the pot of that yogurt and doing many other mischievous activities. But actually, that was not the reality. The reality was that Krishna was very much pleased with Mother Yashoda. But to do other activities, he had different thoughts. So to do anything, there has to be a little plan. Like in this, Krishna is actually trying to help these people. He is trying to usurp this thorn of irreligion in the form of Jarasandha. But he is trying to maneuver through these plannings, like the messenger coming, bringing message from them, and then messenger from Yudhishthir Maharaj, and then he's going to Yudhishthir Maharaj, consulting with Yudhishthir Maharaj, all these things. So, Shad Bhakti. Bhakti should be done for Krishna. So, if these three things, Krishna, Krishnanga, Shad Bhakti, Prapannatvet Anukula, if one surrenders to these three things, this is called Anukul surrender. This is called Anukulena. Or Anukulasya Sankalpa. It's certainly called favorable acceptance. And how to do that? Favorable acceptance, how to perform that favorable acceptance, that is also another issue, very big issue. So one should learn all these techniques in a very sequential way by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. And Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, which is the science of pure devotional service. He teaches there in the science of pure devotional service. And through the nectar of instruction message, he finally says that this is the Upadesa Saram, iti Upadesa Saram. 11 verses he mentions, and then finally he says that this is the Upadesa Saram. That these are the sar or essence of all the upadeshas, that tishtan braje tad anugami jana anugami. One should stay in braj and then follow in the footstep of those devotees who are ragatmika bhaktas, or those who are from the braj mood. Follow that devotees. To develop that devotional activities, what is required? Mahaprabhu has taught that in the first sloka of Sikshashtakam. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. He teaches us that to approach on the path of bhakti, one should first cleanse his heart from all kind of misgivings. And he gives an analogy of a mirror, that he says that if the mirror is dusted or full of dust particles on that, it's covered with dust, one cannot see even his own self in the mirror. So similarly, if the heart is full of all kinds of misgivings, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad, matsarya, these are kind of dust. And if it is a thick layer in the heart, then one cannot see himself, what to speak of seeing Krishna himself. Krishna. So, one has to cleanse this heart. And after cleansing this heart, what will happen? So many things are mentioned. Sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyabadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam pratipadam purana amrita swadhanam. Like that. But how all this thing is possible? Is it possible to cleanse the heart by soap water? Or by brooming it inside the heart? Or by doing some surgery that we can remove some dirt from that? No, Krishna says it is possible only by Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. One should perform Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if this will be performed, but how to do this properly, one should again approach to a spiritual master. So one should approach a guru. Then serve the guru, visrambena guru seva, and then inquire from that guru, sadharma priksha. One should inquire from the guru what is the sadharma priksha. And then, not only this, there are other these things mentioned. A nectar of instruction starts with saying that one should control his senses. One should control his senses. If the senses are uncontrolled, it is not possible to progress on the path of perfection. So, one should actually start cleansing the heart and also simultaneously controlling the heart. Like Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam tatpara sanyat indriya. Sanyat indriya. One should have Shraddha for holy name and in the protection of the Lord, and then one should have Sanyat indriya. One should have controlled senses. So how to control that senses? That is mentioned. That vach vegam, manasah krodh vegam, jihva vegam, udaro upastha vegam. All these things one should do. How to do that? Elaborate description is given how to do that. And then after doing that, chaya vega domi, chaya dosa shodhi. One should purify himself from these six dosas, dos anarthas. Chaya dosa shodhi. What are the six dosas? That atyahar prayasascha, prajalpa, nyamagraha, janasangascha, laulyamcha. This should become our lifestyle. It is not just for theoretical purposes mentioned in the books. This should give us our lifestyle. Chaya dosa shodhi. Chaya guna. One should develop six qualities. Chaya guna, deha dase. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Chaya guna one has to develop. What is that? Utsaha, nishya, dhairya, tat tat karma, pravartanat, sangatyagat, satovritti. These are the six kinds of things that one should develop. Chaya guna deha dase, chaya satasanga. Also has to have six kind of loving relations with devotees. One should invite a devotee, offer food, accept food, all these things. This has to go on. When this becomes the lifestyle, that is called anukulasya sankalpa. That is called anukulasya sankalpa. And if a person is favorably inclined for this anukulasya sankalpa, then definitely he will accept Krishna. Actually, there are many things to be said, but the time is now approaching, and actually it has gone beyond. So I'll stop here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Sorry that I could not properly serve you. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.